Hi, everyone. This is Rem, and this is session 4 of the Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop, creating smart, focused goals that serve you and your family. Okay, now by now, you should have, in session 1, really sorted through your why. Where's the passion? Where's the joy? Where's the focus and commitment that you need to be able to achieve these cherished goals? Why are you doing what you're doing? In session 2, you should have gotten organized and just gotten all of that gigantic list prioritized into your should-do list, being ready to execute. 3, now we talked about extreme focus. We're going to just mention that again because you don't want to get all over the place and you don't want to start to work really down rabbit holes that have nothing to do with goals that help you achieve what you want. There's a lot of things we could do. There's a lot of things that people think we should do, and we often buy into them, but they just don't matter. 80% of those things will accomplish nothing. You want to focus on that. 20%, and then the top 5% that are really going to help you make the big gains that are going to just make your life better across the board. Again, you want to be focused as you think about this. The best focusing question, Gary Keller, what is the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else is easier or unnecessary? Don't forget that as you're moving through this. Now, I've organized the top practices goal worksheets into these following categories: your personal goals, your business goals, your financial goals, your health, and your fun goals. Using that focusing question, how can you accomplish your goals in these areas? Now, those are the areas. Next, they're broken up so you work backwards from your lifetime goals. And I'll tell you, there's a tendency to want to think, I can't think that far out. There's a tendency to think, I just want to focus on what's going to get me what I need right now. That's a mistake because it doesn't help you build a larger plan, a vision that can sustain you and be malleable and being able to change over time. So truly do. Just, put your thinking cap on, your dream cap on, and just enter that space as you do these and say, all right, in my personal life, what are my lifetime goals? In my business life, what are the lifetime goals? Now, you may say to yourself, Rem, I don't know. Right now, I'm just trying to get through Tuesday. Okay, I understand that, but guess what? You're not special at all. This is hard to do. And so if you don't know, then just dream it up. What would be great? What would be awesome? In fact, don't even really put restrictions on it at the moment. Just think about it. What would really be a life of value to you in each of these areas? By the way, something else is going to happen when you do this. You're going to really not want to keep going. You are going to feel frustrated, possibly confused. The tendency that you will have to want to say, I'm going to just go check out the sports scores on ESPN or whatever it is you like, is going to be rather big, so fight. This is one time you have to fight. Fight for this so that you can use this later to make dramatic changes. And folks, every single successful person in history that you know of, if you ever listen to them, do you ever listen to those folks when they're being interviewed by other people? What's the best advice that you have? And they always say, know what you want, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. It's just a refrain. If you're one of us that are thinking about this and are no longer resistant to this, you hear it all the time, but only from people that are truly achieving. You want to work backwards from your lifetime goals, and you want to be able to draw a straight line from your current 12-week goal to your 3-year vision, all the way up to your lifetime goal. And you've got to do them in all the areas. You're going to want to say, I'm not going to do this for my fun stuff right now because I can't afford any fun. I'm too busy. This is too important. I have to sacrifice. That is a trap that is so common. Listen, in 5 years, the only thing you're going to remember is the fun that you were able to have. If you don't have it along the way, you'll forget how to do it. You have already forgotten in some ways and at some level how to just enjoy your life. It's only life. It's not that big a deal. Don't get so stressed out. It's all working out, and it's going to work out. You've always landed on your feet. You always will. You've got to make sure that you're doing things that are going to be deeply personal, that you care about it. This is what gives your life meaning and purpose. This is how you get there. So take this all very seriously. Now about the goals. Again, one thing you want to make sure with your goals is that they're specific, they're smart, right? Specific. If you don't know who is involved, what I want to accomplish, when, where, what's it look like, what's it smell like, then if you have just large platitudes, it's going to be very difficult to actually work on those because you haven't defined them. Be as specific as you possibly can. Like I say, a general goal would be get in shape, but a specific goal would be, for instance, join a health club, or in my case, get my yoga program and work out 3 days a week, make sure I'm following this, and have a waistline of X by this date or sooner. X or less by this date or sooner. Dave Freeze taught me that. Anytime you do a goal or more or sooner, okay, just get in the habit of that. I want to do that by this date or sooner. I want to lose 30 pounds or more. In 30 days, or not 30 days, in 6 months, as an example, or sooner. They have to be specific. You have to be able to measure them and really, truly measure them. And if you say, Rem, I can't measure loving my family, I'll give you that. I don't think there is such a thing as family love points. But, you know, my goal for that is that my relationship with Diane is closer and more intimate today than it was yesterday, which means if something happens today and I'm like, you know, that's not right, or she does something that's just not fair or snaps at me or something, am I going to just take that and say, oh, I'm putting that on the old abacus, yep, that's right, or am I going to say, you know what, I can see past this and just move past that, and then just it evaporates whenever you don't let these things stick to you. So measurable, attainable. Again, you know, these should be stretch goals, opportunity goals, but they shouldn't be completely unrealistic goals. They need to be something that you can see that will happen in 3 years, in 10 years, because otherwise it's really not going to have any grip with you at all. You'll get no traction, and they have to be realistic. Time bound, by when. Okay, so here it is. Writing your goals, and this has been refined from all the great, you know, goal setting information that I've been studying over the years. So start with your lifetime goal. Gary Keller likes to call it the someday goal in the one thing. In the 12-week year, Brian Moran calls it your aspirational vision. It's just essentially you take the time to think through what you really want, and you need to have a burning desire for it. Without a burning desire, that's Napoleon Hill's words, a burning desire, you won't stay with this in a slight edge way, day after day after day after day. I won't quit, I won't quit, I won't quit. No matter what, I don't want to do it, I won't quit. And these goals can seem elusive, but don't let that get to you. Remember, you're just taking your very best shot at this right now. And you write everything. Goals need to be written in pencil because you can adjust them. Listen, I have never had a goal that I achieved when I said I would in exactly the way that I did. Often they change, and it happens sooner. It happens later. It happens bigger. It happens differently. It never happens smaller, by the way. Never smaller. Just differently. And then you persevere. You've got to stay with this. Now, the form that you have that I provided to you has room for 5 lifetime goals in these categories. Look, if you have more, then put more in. If you have more than 7, you got to be thinking about, really? Do you need that many? You can go down to 3, I think. If you only had 2 that were really big, okay. But, you know, you don't have to, like, fill up every – you don't have to come up with stuff. And sometimes that's confusing to people. And even though these are lifetime goals, put time frames on them. And if you don't know the time frame, guess. That's all. Just guess. Then you write your three-year vision in each of the five categories. Where do you need to be 3 years from now? And then, because Gary Keller has a great, if you get the one thing, it's called Setting Goals to the Now, where you start in the lifetime vision down to the three-year, the lifetime aspiration down to the three-year goal. Where do I have to be in 1 year? Where do I have to be in one quarter? Where do I have to be next month? Where do I have to be next week? Where do I have to be tomorrow? You can go right down to now. You can set goals to the now. And you can't work on three-year goals, by the way, that don't support your ultimate goals. Remember, if you have your lifetime goals, you're working backwards with straight lines down to the now. Don't come up with three-year goals that have nothing to do with what you said you wanted, which often happens. You can get confused, and then you just become diffused, okay? These need to just become more specific and focused. Where can I get by this time? And then you come down to your 12-week goals. Now, this is the part of the goal work that involves serious focus and intense execution. So, again, the 12-week year by Brian Moran is an excellent discussion of how to execute in 12-week periods. And what you do in this section is you make serious plans for achieving really important milestones for your goals in the next 12 weeks, week by week by week. You lay them all out, all 12 weeks. I'm telling you, it is miraculous how this works. Now, you're going to have an issue where when you start writing 12-week goal plans, you think, I don't have enough in here. They often seem much sparser than you would expect. But here's the thing. Make sure before you start getting some grip here. Week one, you know, have you accomplished most of what you said you would do? Week two, because as this builds, you will know very quickly whether you're even going to do this. This is such a gut check that it's not funny. I mean, this will take you forward. And here's the part, quickly. That's why he says you can get more done in the next 12 weeks than you have gotten done in the last 12 years. If you want to be achieving your financial goals, you need goals for planning and saving. If you want to improve your marriage, you need a plan for that. If you want to improve your relationships with your children, you need goals and a plan to try to achieve that. If you plan to have your practice grow and prosper, you need to have a marketing plan, a management plan. And you can't do all of this at once. So get super specific and think this all through. Like I said, you can't do everything at once. At the outset of all of this, we talked about having those top three goals. Now let's go back and say, am I right? Did I get that right? Am I still good? And then rework it. If it's time to say, you know what, actually, in the next 12 weeks, I really should be doing this, then attack those. And then you look at your other goals and say, yeah, but I'm not going to do those now, Rem. What do I do about that? And the answer is mark them out. Say, okay, what? Guess what? I will do that in the next 12-week period. I mean, you can look at that at first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. These are going to be goals that I will attack in the third quarter. And then the pressure comes off. As long as you're achieving your current 12-week plans, then all of a sudden, really, the stress just evaporates, which leads you to the other problem, which is if you don't feel really stressed out, always behind, super guilty, that can be very unsettling because you've gotten so used to feeling that way. But when you were a child, that wasn't how you were. You weren't always frustrated, guilty, upset, overwhelmed, completely behind. That is not a natural state. You know, when people come in and you talk to them about their health and you tell them, you know what, this isn't normal. We're going to get you better. They're like, wow, I didn't even know I could do that. It's the same thing with you. You should be living your life in a state of peace of mind. You should have the balance in the middle. It's on the sides where all of the energy, all of the struggle is. You want to get in that spot and then begin to feel. And don't sit around thinking, I'm just waiting for the bubble to burst. Because I promise you, the bubble's not going to burst. The stink bomb will come. The challenge will come. The person that does exactly what you told them not to do will have that happen. But if you're living inside that sense of peace, which I call peace of mind, then you can choose patience over impatience. You can choose to be relaxed over angry. And when you aren't angry and you are focused on the issues, you can accomplish significantly more than if you're just yelling at people and saying, I'm sorry, I'm just having a really bad day. Things are crazy right now. Things are really crazy. It's all nuts. You know, stop saying that. Stop saying, oh my gosh, what a crazy day. Oh, I can't believe how bad this is. Your subconscious mind is listening to everything that you say, and it's just trying to help you reinforce that. We need to have a crazier day tomorrow. That's wonderful. Let's do that. Instead, say, I have all of the tools. I have all of the abilities to find my peace of mind. I will not sacrifice my balanced peace of mind. Now, again, the personal goals on this is an area where people really struggle with. You know, personal goals can be your spiritual goals, your relationships, your homes, college for your kids, those things that are goals that you want to accomplish. They just don't fall into the other areas. Financial goals are your personal finances, not the businesses. The business finances should be inside your business goals. And then finally, the last thing, again, fun goals. Everybody wants to skip it. But that's the worst possible thing you can do. Don't skip your vacations. Believe me, I take my vacations and I have a blast during my vacations. And I didn't postpone them just because I didn't, you know, I'm too busy. I had this happening. I mean, I promised myself back in around 2007, 2009 that I would begin to visit all the wine producing regions of the world. I'm well on that way, well along the way with that, with no end in sight. But if you want to pilot an airplane, then get started. Mine is travel. That's where Diane and I spend our time and our money, is on travel and seeing the world. You want to paint? Do it. Don't put it off, because without these goals, I mean, life's just, you know, it's no fun to just be working and wishing that things were different. Because at the end of your life, you will not remember most of these goals. All you will remember and cherish was what you did with those people that you love. And it's totally under your control. No one can enter your mind. No one can derail you, with the exception of yourself. So fight for this. Dig for this. Schedule a 3-hour appointment when you're not at work and no one can get a hold of you and you've turned off every stupid communication device that you have, and spend some time with this. When you do, you will be thrilled at how the results begin to just really work. Next time, we're going to be understanding and implementing some of the tools that you can use to communicate the important the relevant goals that you have in your business to your team, and stay on track with all of these goals and move into a mastermind alliance with those individuals in the accomplishment of your goals and their goals. Okay, till next time, this is Rem. Go get them. See you soon.